Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday eve. The weather is perfect. Folks reached out to me saying, Jeff, Chesterfield County got a new police chief. What happened to Frank Carpenter? Is this Ed Carpenter somehow related to him? Well, I'm with you. I didn't even know Frank Carpenter's given name was Edward. No, it's Frank Carpenter. Everybody knows him as Frank. And now they're going to know him as Colonel, and now they're going to know him as Chief. And that's a good thing, because he's a rock-solid guy, a real cop, a real honest-to-goodness cop up through the ranks, has devoted decades to Chesterfield County. And I think he's going to do a great job. I really do. And I love the fact, I just want to go off on this tangent for a second. Then we got a lot of stuff we got to deal with, but I want to go off this tangent for a second. I love the fact that Chesterfield County could say, look, we're going to do a national search. That's wonderful. But as I said at the very beginning, you don't need to do a national search. You've got people inside of Chesterfield County that are ready tomorrow to step into the chief slot. Frank Carpenter, Brad Badgero, two of the finest law enforcement professionals you would ever meet. And I'm very happy, personally, with the choice of Frank Carpenter. So, again, if you hear, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Edward Carpenter Jr., nobody knows who that is. Everybody knows him as Frank. So, Frank Carpenter, congratulations on that. And LeVar Stoney may or may not endorse someone. He's looking for somebody who meets his criteria. What's your criteria there, your mayorship? Corrupt, devoid of values, not particularly on the ball, willing to violate the law, make sure that potholes are not filled and trash is not collected and children cannot read. God, I hope that nobody meets your criteria. Oh, I almost forgot the Tom Farrell screw-up you were able to do. Now, that is where LeVar Stoney actually has accomplished something that absolutely, positively nobody in the history of Richmond has been able to do. That is to take a project put together by, packaged by, endorsed by Tom Farrell and screw it up. It's never happened before. Tom Farrell was, you know, kind of the quiet guy behind the scenes, but he was on every board, right? He was the chairman or the CEO or the member of the board for everything. And he was able to get people to work together and never wanted the publicity. I wonder if my friends at Dominion realize how much they're ticking him off because after he passed, they named the building after him. It's a little bit like Lieutenant Jan McTernan. There's no way I could have named it the Jan McTernan Blue Friday Honor while Jan was around. She would have kicked my rear end. Are you kidding me? And I think Tom Farrell, if somebody would have said to him, hey, we're naming this building after you. Well, over my dead body. Okay, well, now we got you, Farrell. You passed, and guess what? We are naming it after you. But that is LeVar Stoney's biggest note. The most notable part of LeVar Stoney's miserable, pathetic excuse of a mayoral administration is that he was able to screw up a Tom Farrell project that would have helped to reinvigorate the city of Richmond. Which one of the geniuses is going to be vying for his support? You know that Dr. Danny What's-His-Face, he's giving away free ice cream. Now, I only know that because Heidi and I were down at the Altria last night. We went to see Shucked. And I got to tell you, what a great show it is. I had never heard of it. And I was ready to go in thinking, well, it's a show about corn. But, you know, it's a night out with the bride and it'll be fun. And it's at the Altria Theater, so it'll be nice. Heidi doesn't do that. Heidi does research, which really bugs me, because it's like, you know, you're smarter than I am, all right, you don't have to rub it in, but she does research. She was reading about the production of the show and who wrote and how they wrote and how long it took them to write it and blah 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 blah, all sorts of stuff. And then she was looking at the music. Oh, this is what's going to be about. This way I know what's going to happen. I said, well, then why do you need to see the show? I want to go see the show so that I don't know what's going to happen. But Anyway, we're down there, so you know we're right there in the heart of the occupied territory that is VCU. And written in chalk on the sidewalks, free ice cream with an arrow. And it says, meet Dr. Danny Uvola, or whatever the hell his name is. Whatever. But it's there. Free ice cream is the hook. It's not the fact you can meet him. Nobody gives a crap about that. They're college kids. They're going to get free ice cream. But sadly, because they are college kids and they do get free ice cream, the reality is they'll know exactly what his name is and then they're going to vote for him. That's the problem. Although one of these nitwits has to win, right? That's an even worse situation when you think about it. One of those five people running for mayor of the city of Richmond will actually win. Could it get worse than LeVar Stoney? Highly improbable. But Dr. Danny is doing everything to go as in as humanly possible with all of the far left wing woke garbage. So it is another reason why people are reminded that not living in the city is not a bad option. Not a bad option. I'd love for them to do something about the kids that are stuck in RPS. Right? There's nobody in RPS because their parents want them to be there. You may not like to hear that. You may not want to say it, but that is the reality. If you could get your kid out of Richmond Public Schools, you would. But you don't. You can't. You don't have the economic wherewithal. Now, it'd be nice if you did. It'd be nice if somehow, as a Commonwealth, we said, well, look, you make the decision for your kid. What's going to work best for them? Here's a chunk of money. Same chunk of money you would have given to RPS. It goes to the other district or a private school or religious school. I don't care. You're the parent. You know best for your child. You make that decision. But we don't have that. So those parents, for the most part, don't have the money. And so they are living in the city of Richmond, which means their kids are consigned to the Richmond Public Schools. I'd like to hear any of these people talk about that. I really would. I'd like to hear them talk about fixing RPS. I'd like to hear them talk about supporting cops and firefighters in the city of Richmond. I don't hear that. When I hear from a couple of folks running for city council, Reva Trammell down there on the south side, obviously. Reva's the incumbent, and, you know, Reva's been on the right side of stuff as far as I'm concerned. And if I lived in her district, in her ward, I wouldn't have any problem voting for her, but I don't. Paul Goldman, who was with us yesterday, you know, Paul Goldman's a tried and true Democrat, but I don't hold that against him. I mean, he's a nice enough guy, and I think it's interesting that in that first city council district where Paul is running, the Republicans there are supporting him. And I wish him well. Again, you know, I don't endorse people. Nobody cares what my endorsement is. But I do share with you that if I lived in that first city council district, oh, I would absolutely vote for Paul. I wouldn't have any problem with that at all. Because he's the only guy I've heard there who's talked about RPS and the police officers and the fire and all the other stuff that really goes along with city government. City government is not the place where you launch into big production pieces about abortion and wars and these issues. The real issues in the city, in the county, in your town, wherever they are your streets being paved when they need to be paved? Are they being plowed when they need to be plowed? Are the schools working for your kids? I mean, those are the issues. But anyway, I digress. I simply wanted to share that with you because, well, what the heck? It's my show and I get to do that. My Halloween costume tonight? Yes, I will wear one. Did I wear one to work? There's some sort of a Halloween event at the Radio Factory. My answer is no. Why? Because I'm an adult. That's why. I look at some of these photos and I'm thinking, my God, really? Are you not 30, 40, 50 years old? Get back to work. I don't have any patience for that. I think I just think it's such an absolutely, totally ridiculous thing that happens. Now, some places, I guess they do it and people like it. I can remember being there at the Radio Factory and some of the staff like came marching by the office door years. I mean, it's a long time ago. marching by to show me their stuff. Like, I don't care. I don't care. Go back to work. This is a place of employment. Now, if you're going to a Halloween party and it's friends, well, that's something else. Get dressed up. Enjoy yourself.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I don't think the thing will work. Anyway, all right, that's enough of that stuff, right? We don't have to talk about that. Chris Ruddy is going to be here in just about 20 minutes. Chris, as you know, the guy who put together Newsmax, and I'm going back, I guess got to be 30 years ago, that Chris really started Newsmax. It kind of started as a newsletter, and there was a magazine, and it's just grown and grown and grown. They're opening up a bureau in France, I guess. They're going to have clearance on a French television network. I just saw that earlier today. I'm going to have to remind Chris, je parle un très petit peu de français. You know, I need somebody to help him out. I'm there for him. But Chris is a great guy, and Chris has known Donald Trump forever and ever. And I wanted to bring him in just to talk a little bit about that. People are shocked and amazed at how personable and friendly Donald Trump is, how great the marketing is inside of the Trump campaign. If you don't think that McDonald's and that trash truck were brilliant PR moves, then you don't know anything about PR. John McGuire is going to be dropping by. We'll talk a little bit about his race, man. It is It's an important race. I mean, what can I tell you? The 5th Congressional District, a very, very important district. We've got Chris Beach dropping by, my buddy from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I want to remind you, we got Father Christmas coming up. And I know it's just Halloween, we got to get through, but Father Christmas is where we get a number of dads in Central Virginia who just need a little bit of help. And we take care of that. So that's all coming up today. We got a lot of great stuff. Saturday, I want to remind you about this. My friend Wendy Yeoman over at Jake's Place reached out to me. She said, look, November the 2nd is the day that WRVA went on the air. This Saturday is the 99th birthday of WRVA. Isn't that crazy? And she said, I'm going to make a birthday cake and give it out to people to celebrate that. I said, oh, that's great. Says, you want to drop by? And I said, well, I got a few things going on. I got to be a judge with my pal Emily Morrissey out in, I think we're going to be in Goochland, big chili cook-off for Nest Academy. But I said, yeah, I can drop by. So I'm going to drop by. I reached out to John Reed. He's going to drop by. And I think the hours we kind of figured on, just because everybody's got so much going on Saturday, call it 11 a.m. till about 12:30-ish, okay? And during that time, you'll be able to get a free slice of birthday cake because Wendy Yeoman and the team at Jake's Place are celebrating the 99th birthday of WRVA. So I'd love to see you out there. Pretty cool stuff. It is 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.